we're just doing our very best, the best we can. We're just doing our very best, the best we can,
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities. The best we can here on Near Rocks.
Rock.
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 Jason's really happy right now because we've we've actually got heavy music playing.
Love it. Love it. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Great.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, we were talking, of course, you just released you're going to release your album, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities. Same sky, different space this Friday at the Happy Dog. We were talking off the air about how big you guys are actually in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so we posted a music video the other day, which if you would like to YouTube or Google the music video, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, the song that just played, The Best We Can. We just posted a video for that, and we were looking, you know, you can look at all your statistics or whatever of who's watching the analytics of who's watching your videos, and it's somewhere around 80% of all the views so far are from people.
Like 7,000.
Yeah, some people in Canada, like it, so this is my message to my fellow Americans: where are you?
The coolness just hasn't dripped south yet. It's hanging out in Canada right now. But speaking of paparazzi, yeah, if you guys were up there, I mean, they'd be all over you.
Yeah.
They'd be mobbing us.
Wow.
Probably.
We're big Rush and Neil Young fans, so that's okay.
That's
and
what
Nickelback
it is.
Fans. And huge Nickelback and Avril Lavigne fans.
As your listenership in the U.S. just went down exponentially.
That's okay. I'll stand for what I believe in.
Speaking of your CD release party going on this Friday at the Happy Dog, Will Rush, Nickelback, or Avril Lavigne be opening up for you?
No, we have something much better than any of those things, which is the legendary Roger Hoover and the Hurt are opening, and they shouldn't be opening because they're Roger Hoover and the Hurt, but we're very thankful and excited that we have them on the bill. It's funny, there's a couple, somebody sent me a message the other day, was like, I was upset for a minute that I couldn't go to your CD release party because I had Roger Hoover on my calendar. And then he's like, and then I realized what was going on and I was happy, but it's like, so
nice.
It's going to be a really great night and we're trying to break the happy dog.
There you go. That's a line I think that, I've used a few too many times.
we tried to do that back Nobody's in November. We were close.
Now, if you break that happy dog, are you just covered in ketchup and mustard? Is that what happens?
And like a bunch of ingredients that I never heard of and can't pronounce the names of.
Do you have a favorite hot dog? Do you guys have a favorite hot dog from the happy dog?
Here's my thing with the happy dog. All
right.
Go ahead.
Oh, do you want to just go down the line?
Well, what I do, yeah, we can go down the line. This is me, Ray, talking, and what I do every time I go there is I try and get 5 things on my hot dog, like basically one from every category of things. Mm-hmm. And I try to get 5 different things than I've ever ordered before. But I have, you fall into your favorites. I always get the Alabama white barbecue sauce. I like that. And the brie cheese is really good on the hot dogs.
Uh-huh. And for those who don't know, the Happy Dog is a place that serves, 50 toppings?
Something like that. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Let's rotate them out.
So it's an incredible amount. So you've got the brie, you've got the Alabama white barbecue sauce.
Yep, I like the bacon spike greens, the southern-style greens. I like anything that sounds better with a southern accent is typically what I order. Because I have this – I'm slowly transitioning myself into a southern person – but it just kind of goes back and forth. But yeah, I don't know. I've never had a hot dog there that I didn't like, even when I put too much stuff on it.
All right, well, we just took up a lot of time on hot dogs, so yours has to be quick, Russ. Pressure's
on.
What do you got?
I usually just do the traditional ketchup mustard. Sometimes I put bacon and stuff on it, but.
Okay, well, that's American.
Pretty boring American boy.
Boring.
Yeah.
I try to be more experimental. This is Matt, the drummer, talking. I try to be a little bit more experimental, but my favorite. Ingredients so far have been the alien relish.
What is that?
It's like this bright green relish, but it's really good. And then I loved when I got SpaghettiOs on it. Those were awesome.
Wow.
So definitely worth trying everything you can at the Happy Dog.
I would not want to be in a car with you guys after that. So, hey, how about some music, huh?
Sounds great.
Ray, how about that?
How about it? Got my little... baby Taylor guitar.
What are you going to play for us tonight?
This is a song called As We Were that it contains the album title, same sky, different space, but it's a song about kind of how you can be when you're close with somebody, it can get hairy. My adjective that I'll use, and I'll just play the song and you can decide.
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities here on Neo Rocks.
I remember when we were friends, yeah. You were always by my side. Nothing better when we were friends. Passing the time must have been in the way you went. Eyes open, but I still wept, 'cause I swore that you'd be big. You wanna run away, then run away. There ain't nothing, baby, left to say. Sit with strangers in the evening, yeah, as we were. I've been searching for something new,
try and fill in the holes. Thought I'd go to a different place, but it's the same sky in a different space. You wanna run away, then run away. There ain't nothing left here anyway. So we're strangers in the evening air, all alone, not as we were, as we were, as we were, as we were. You wake up in a fire and you're trying to find your friends, but you can't see through all the smoke. You're not sure which way they went, so you stumble down the corridor, fly too close for comfort, cut your laurels at your sweat you need for later. You know you gotta practice what you preach, girl, practice what you preach. All pretensions in your lifestyle, they build up and make a better you. Without me, wanna run away, then run away. There ain't nothing, baby, left to say. Just go on, get out of here. And if it's all okay, yeah, 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 how come it hurts so bad? Hurt so bad when you're not around. As we were, as we were, as we
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities in studio with us. That was As We Were, live in studio.
And thank you.
Yes, and of course we're talking about your big CD release party coming up on Friday at the Happy Dog with Roger Hoover and The Hurt. Going to be a great time. What time are doors?
Doors are at 9 o'clock. $5 at the door, usual deal. And Roger's supposed to go on around 9:30.
Cool.
And how long of a set do you think you're going to play? Or does it really just depend on how much you decide to just jam?
Well, here's what I've been saying, which is that, I told Roger he could do whatever he wants, but I'm guessing he's probably going to play around an hour, maybe 45 to an hour. I don't know what he's planning on doing, but I figure we'll probably be on like 11 or 11:30 probably, and we're just going to play until somebody stops us.
Until the Happy Dog blows up and there's ketchup and alien relish everywhere. And...
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to test you real quick, Mr. Ray Flanagan. Do you remember the first thing I told you when I did listen to this album? The first compliment I gave on a certain instrument. Do you remember what it was?
The drums.
I got to tell you before we go on here. A good rock band has a great drummer, and it has a great drum sound, because the drums are the band. Now, was that something intentional, that you really wanted to make sure that those – I mean, it really – that is definitely what sticks out. As good as you are, as good as Russ is, as good as Brian is, I mean, the drums just really stood out in this record.
Yeah, I'll let Matt talk about it in a second, but because he is the drummer. But one thing in my personal philosophy on at least for a rock record is, like, if the drums and the vocals sound like really great, everything else can get away with being, I mean, hopefully everything else is really great, but it can kind of get away with being okay. So the main thing that we were focused on from the very beginning was that we got really great drum sounds. That was what we spent the most time on in the beginning. And Matt, as the drummer, probably has some other things to say about it.
This is a chance for you to to gloat here, so go ahead. Take about 40 seconds.
They're actually letting the drummer talk, so take your time.
We should mention that Matt is a John Carroll alum here on WJCU.
It's very cool to be back at the old stomping grounds. But first off, thank you for saying that. It means a lot. I'm incredibly proud with how the drums turned out on this record, and I think a lot of that has to do with, first off, our pre-production. We really worked hard at getting all the parts, you know, where we wanted them to be and everything. And then just during the actual recording session, I have to tip my hat to Jim Stewart, who engineered and mixed this record, for getting an absolutely amazing drum sound. I've never been more proud of how the drums sound on this record. You know, it's just, it's so cool hearing, like, your parts and what you have in your head come to life in such a really cool, professional way. I definitely think overall, you know, we spent a lot of time making sure the parts sound really good, not just the drums, everything, you know, best sounds we could find, you know, and really taking that extra step. And I know I couldn't be any happier with the result. So
and you were talking about being in studio. How much time did you guys spend in studio with Jim and getting this together?
We cut the drums. We cut the drums and the bass and the guitars, I think, actually at Emory Recording Studios in Novelty, Ohio. And that was really cool. We were really happy with just the quality of the sound and everything. And then we did some more production at Jim's personal recording studio.
Yeah, we pretty much everything was tracked at Emory Recording Studios, which is owned by our good friend Eric Emory, who is the lead singer of the band Concordia, if anybody knows them. We tracked him at his place. Bass and drums were tracked live, and I wanted to do the whole thing live, but they're just, the space wasn't there. But he has a really nice space with lots of great gear. And then Jim, the engineering recording wizard of Cleveland, Ohio, that is just, before you know it, I feel like he's just going to put, not to say anything, but he's going to put everybody else out of business, it seems like. Everybody is recording with Jim.
You see, you know? I'm pretty sure he has a hit list of every musician in town.
Yeah.
And he wants to record with every single one of them.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's the red hair. It just brings you in. It's like, come record with
magic
me.
Magic leprechaun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said it. I say
it all the time.
All right, well, now the important stuff. Why do you guys talk in southern accents to each other? What's up with that?
That developed during practices.
You know, it's
Brian's. No, you have to do this now in a southern accent.
Yeah,
you
know? Well.
It's, all right. Our guitar player, Brian Poston, it's his fault, flat out. Yes, I don't know what it is. We just started, and it comes in and out, but when we get together, when there's like more than two of us together, it just starts happening, and we're all big country music fans and stuff, but I don't know.
How many of the vocal tracks had to be recut because you fell into the accent?
We have a country version of the album that we will not be releasing to the public.
I remember sitting in the House of Blues green room with you back in December with all you guys. And I'm just sitting there on my phone. We're waiting to go on, you know, and you guys are all sitting around together talking in southern accents. And somebody actually started talking to me about Taylor Swift. I think that was maybe Brian, and I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, I know how you guys sound, and now you're talking in southern accents, and you're asking me if I like a Taylor Swift song. I didn't know what was happening.
Well, I went through a phase, last year? Whenever Red came out, I did buy the deluxe edition, and I was just like, you know what, let's just try, because it's not like, because in high school, all I listened to was like metal and nerdy stuff, but...
Metal is nerdy.
I listen to like Dream Theater and nerdy stuff. But so I hated Taylor Swift in high school. But then I've come a long way since then. I don't know. I bought Red, and I know every word to every song on that album.
See what we got out of him.
Yeah. So when he says he may play all night long, as soon as he does a cover of Taylor Swift, they're done.
If you just admitted to Cleveland, Ohio, and the universe that you enjoy Taylor Swift, I will admit this. I do enjoy Red. That is the one Taylor Swift song I do like, so I'm on the record. Uh-huh. You're not alone, but you're still a little weird.
That's fine, because I also listen to Meshuggah.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yes.
Well, how about we hear some Ray Flanagan and the Authorities? Again, you have your CD release party this Friday at the Happy Dog with Roger Hoover and The Hurt. Are we doing a recorded one here?
Yeah, we've got Look Up and See right now on Near Rocks.
Still on shore that you're going to. just look up and see how it all just wash away. Just look up and see that it's gonna be
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, and Look Up and See, a track that I told these guys, when I've been listening to it, it gives me flashes of both Bruce Springsteen and Metallica in the same song. And I go, wait, what's going on right now?
We couldn't be more proud of that statement.
Well, I say give Ray a chance to break into Metallica, and he's going to take every opportunity possible.
Well, again, off the air, we were joking around. I was joking that I could throw any artist at him, and he would probably play in their style just fine. You know everybody except for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, apparently Frank Sinatra is not my forte.
Well, before you come in next time, and Eric, I'll remind you when that is. Don't worry. New York is a definite must. You have to.
Accepted. I'll do it tonight, and then I'll send you a clip of it on my phone.
So we've had this discussion before where you've said, like, you wake up, you're playing, and you're playing all day long, and that there's still stuff that you can't do that you want to do. Mm-hmm. One of the most confusing posts that I had ever seen happened a few weeks ago from you, where you made a post saying that you were going for your first guitar lesson ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went to go take a lesson from Michael Bay. For those who don't know who Michael Bay is, Brothers Lounge on Thursday night or Parkview on a Wednesday night. Michael Bay and the Bad Boys of Blues, Michael Bay, Jim Wall, Michael Barrick, just some of the most incredible musicians that I've ever seen in my entire life. And Michael is like a total, I mean, He's obviously a great blues guitar player, but he approaches everything from a jazz standpoint, and that's something that I know nothing about. So I just went there to kind of pick his brain for a little bit, just to watch him, basically, so I could steal some things.
We didn't steal. You paid for the lesson, I assume. So, you know,
I had a coupon for a free lesson. But Ray will
be on a bill with him very shortly.
But he does give lessons, and it's worth every second because he's just mind-blowingly talented and patient, and is just a great teacher. I don't know.
I'll go one step further now. We're wondering what else you have to learn. Who else do you still have to play with in Cleveland? You've been on stage with so many different people. Is there anybody you haven't been on stage with yet?
I probably just haven't met them yet at this point. But there are people that I'm scared of, you know.
Elaborate, please.
Those people go
musically.
Oh, crap! It's Ray. I'm gonna put my guitar down now.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think I told you this, but I was hanging out in the Beechwood Mall food court a couple of weeks ago, and who do I see but Bobby Latina? Mm-hmm. And I sent him a message. I said, "I'm watching you eat your Chinese food right now." And he's looking around like, what? And he finally sees me. He comes up. One of the first things he talks to me about is Ray Flanagan. And he's like, man, this guy is a beast. And he's going on and on. And, I mean, for about 5 minutes long. So as good as Bobby Latina is, and I'm sure there are plenty of other guitarists like him that you may be afraid of, man, your reputation is definitely getting around.
That's cool. Bobby, Bobby's my favorite, actually. He plays from his like the bottom of his soul.
Now, can you make faces like him on stage?
I try, but I can't. I think he can hold his breath for longer than I can. So
the real question is, who's more likely to have a heart attack on stage?
Oh, jeez. You had to take it there, didn't you? All good, clean fun until heart attacks come.
Very morbid.
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities in studio with us. They are releasing their new CD this Friday at the Happy Dog. 9 o'clock-ish starting the show off will be Roger Hoover and The Hurt, and following them, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities attempting to break the Happy Dog.
Ketchup and mustard everywhere.
Yep. That has apparently that I think we've started that trend of trying to break venues with shows.
Do you think they're ever going to take offense? Like, if they're listening, the owners are going, "Why would you hurt us?"
That? I feel like I feel like it's a good problem to have. You know?
We're just trying to pack as many people in that. Can't open the door anymore.
That's true.
So, you want to play one more?
Yeah, I'll play one more.
Taylor Swift.
This is a song called Demolition that I wrote for Taylor Swift. in 9/8.
Suffering, met myself halfway more than a dozen times, and I'm forgetting all the rhymes, and now I'm buffering. But I want you, and I don't care how. For you're my here and now. I am alone. Demolition, knock it down, whatever it is that's hurting you, is only as strong as you allow it to be. Knock it down, demolition. Different things.
demolition. Knock it down. Whatever it is hurting you is only as strong as you allow it to be. Knock it down. Whatever it is, just tear it down. Take all the pain, tear it down. Take every worry and knock them down. Take all your inhibitions and you just cast them aside. You take every fear you've ever had and knock it down. 'Cause you can have whatever you want. You can have whatever you want. You can have whatever you want. Tear it down. Demolition.
Flanagan and his authority sitting next to him here on Neil Rocks. Of course, talking hot dogs, hot dog toppings, Canada, Southern accents, barbecue sauce, and oh, the CD release party going on this Friday at the Happy Dog at 9 p.m. Tell people why they need to go.
You need to go. Yeah, here's let me. It would be there's a lot of reasons why you should go, so I'll say the reasons why, if you don't want to go, why you shouldn't go. If you don't like to rock, you should not show up at this place because it's going to rock hard. And it's pretty much the only reason that you shouldn't go. So any other reason that you have, whatever it is, if you've got, if it's a wedding, there's weddings all the time. This is only going to happen once, you know, for this band. For the first album, you can only have a first album as your first album. Your second album can't be. So, and people, and weddings, like, the chances are, if you do have a wedding to go to on Friday night, here in America, people, the divorce rate is very high. So those people are probably, if you know them, may have another wedding at some point down the line once this marriage ends. So, but Roger Hoover and the Hurt are opening the show, and there's lots of hot dogs and lots of beer. And it's only $5. We got CDs for you. And it's at the Happy Dog.
Hey, do you think that you have an 80% listenership from Canada just because they hate you? About talking about America so much?
Maybe. That's fine. That's fine. Whatever reason, as long as they're paying attention.
They're sitting at their computers, the Canadians. With their maple syrup rotor they have.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I hate Ray Flanagan. I hate Ray Flanagan.
I think they hate you now.
Yeah, we talk about Canada a lot on this show. I'm not sure why it happens. We played O Canada once. So
it's because the best band of all time is
Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, thank you guys very much for stopping in. We've actually got to do top of the hour break. We've been on the air for a while. Thank you guys for coming in once again. Friday night, Happy Dog, 9 o'clock. CD release.
Yes, sir.
Website. I think, by the way, you're the only band in Cleveland that still has a .net, but that makes you special.
Listen,
that makes you special.
BruceSpringsteen.net is his website,
and so is RayFlanagan.net. Also, people can find you at Facebook, Ray Flanagan Authorities, and Twitter at Ray Flanagan.
So, and we will be back with Otis and the Shoreway Saints, but we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.